This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Jeff Hathorn about everything. Jeff, Jabril Peppers' first practice as a Steeler, what'd he look like? How'd he look? How do you expect him to get used?
Yeah, I mean, he looked fine. He's just trying to work his way in. He's asking a ton of questions. I mean, the guy's a run stuffer. That's what he's known for in his career, and he can play in the slot. In some respects, that might be the easiest place for him to start to work in, but, you know, special teams is somewhere where he immediately could fill in, but I would expect to see him fairly soon. It seemed like they're pretty aggressive.
Do you think he plays something?
Trying to get him up to speed. There's a potential. Now, if he dresses, I don't know how many snaps he would get, but I think it's an outside shot of him playing on Sunday.
How much was this a case, too, of guy the Steelers liked way back when in 2017, like loved maybe, and finally had a crack at getting him because he was cut loose?
I mean, how many guys over Mike Tomlin's career have we seen that he's liked, didn't get a chance to...
He gushed about him at Michigan. He was like, they used him better at Michigan than they have in the pros so far.
The thing I guess I didn't realize about Peppers is he's not the tallest guy, but he's thick. And, you know, there's video on X right now from practice, from some of the drills. And, like, when he hits somebody... he still packs a wallop. I mean, this dude's a hitter, and judging from the last two games, adding a hitter to the defense doesn't seem like the worst thing.
Jeff, what has been the reaction from the defensive players as far as, like, how Mike Tomlin treated them and reacted behind closed doors with them following the Jets' loss? Or Jets' win, but for them it felt like a loss, maybe.
Right. I don't even think he needed to say anything. A lot of them, you know, knew immediately, especially Queen. I mean, we've all seen the quote from Queen after the game. I mean, those guys have a good feeling. We get a chance to talk to Cam and get his thoughts about it tomorrow, because obviously he's been here the longest. But, yeah, they didn't need to really rile them up or say much. And, you know, it's the shedding blocks. That was one of the first things guys talked about on after the game on Sunday, and even when we talked to some guys on Monday, is they've got to be able to get off blocks. And then,
do you see personnel changes there? Do you think that Black plays more than Loudermilk? Do you think Cole Holcomb will get some snaps instead of Peyton Wilson?
Yeah, I don't know that they have a lot of other options. I think it's just the options that they have right now without Harmon again being better. And then, you know, guys like Peyton Wilson just making sure they're staying in their gaps. You get so anxious to make a play that sometimes you get yourself out of the position you need to be in, and I think that happened a few times on Sunday as well.
Jeff, where do you subscribe here more to? This I'll present it this following way. Glass half full. The Steelers got beat physically, couldn't shed blocks and tackles, but hey, that's not schematic, or that's not like, oh boy, they're running an antiquated system. They've just got to be better at the point of attack and stronger and everything else. Or oh, crap, this is the most basic football 101 stuff. If they're getting blown off the ball like this, if they're not shedding blocks like this, it might not matter how good the scheme is or how experienced they are. They could just be in big trouble.
I'm going to say the fact that, hey, I feel I don't want to see them get blown off the ball, but you're going to get Derek Harmon at some point. Hayward's going to be, he's going to get more reps as he gets back into, I realize that he didn't miss anything according to Tomlin, but he wasn't full go. He is now back into full practice swing. So I do think I feel better. I guess that the physicality wasn't as where it needed to be, because I think that could be fixed easier than if your entire schematic situation was messed up and you just keep, you know, pounding a square, you know, peg into a round hole.
Yep.
Jeff, are we going to see more Roman Wilson in this game?
I don't know. I mean, Aaron discussed how much he liked Calvin Austin. Obviously, the connection is there with DK. You know, and Roger said there were times that he should have found Austin more. So I don't know that anyone that played more than Roman did anything to hurt their snap counts. So, I mean, we'll see how the week plays out and we'll see what happens in game. But I don't know if that would change much from what we saw against the Jets.
Is Caleb Johnson going to get more than a handful of snaps total in kick return duty in this game?
Yeah, I think that we'll see how that plays out with the game. I mean, I think, is there potential? Yes. I think there is the potential for that. But bottom line, they just got to get a ground game going. They weren't able to establish that, and I know you can look at lack of reps or however you want to view it. I mean, we saw it in the preseason, and then we saw it in game one. They just haven't been able to establish a ground game at this point.
Any talk over there today about this Tyreek Hill hornet's nest that Mike Florio kicked? Mike came on with us and said that his source said the Steelers want Tyreek Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there's been not much talk about that here. I mean, the focus here has been on the two things, even though they won, the two things that, you know, we didn't see, and that's protecting Aaron Rodgers and stopping the run. That's kind of been topic A and 1A here at practice over the, at least the first couple of days getting ready for Seattle.
How'd Broderick Jones come off to you today?
I thought it was impressive from the standpoint of instead of trying to hide or say, well, it's this, you know, I've got to be better. I wasn't good enough. He felt like he was engaged, but he just wasn't what he needed to be. I think that's a good first step in trying to fix some of his issues. As he went on with the interview, he talked about details and things that he's got to get right. Well, those things got to get right. I mean, I think Aaron tried to have his back a little bit by saying that his back was a little tight and maybe he wasn't moving as quickly as he could have. And maybe, you know, ran into a couple of sacks. I don't know if that was necessarily the case.
It was not, in my opinion.
He's got to be better.
All right, Jeff. The moment of truth.
Mm.
The home opener. Steelers, Seahawks. What is your official game score prediction? Mm. Who will be the Steelers or Seahawks MVP in this game?
I'm going to say Steelers 21-17. And I'm going to go Jonnu Smith.
You can dance if you Jonnu.
As the of the game.
What would Jonnu Smith have to do to be the MVP? Two touchdowns?
Takes like an end-around run that's technically not a pass?
Does something, does things along those lines.
Donnie.
I mean, the attention's going to be on DK, obviously, who downplayed playing Seattle. You know it's going to be a big game for him, but you know Seattle's going to be looking for him. That's going to leave opportunities for other people.
Donnie, can you name the Seattle tight end? Every time the Seahawks would come to Pittsburgh in the last few years, this son of a gun would catch like at least a touchdown and maybe more in the game.
Wait, is it still the same guy?
No. No, he's not there anymore, but when Seattle would come here. Over
Will
the
Dissly.
Will Dissly.
Yeah.
Will Dissly was like
I was
going to
say, he's not still around, is he?
He's still playing in the NFL.
He had two touchdowns, I think, in the Ben Elbow game.
Will Dissly's playing for the Chargers now. But yeah,
he is.
He's cooked the Steelers. Anyways, Jeff.
Made a career from the Steelers.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Olmedo signs of football.
See you, Jeff.
See you, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.